Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Heyman.
Feels like an Arby's night.
MLB Network Insider. WFAN New York. Larry David Enthusiast. At John Heyman on Twitter.
Pretty good.
John Heyman.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is always a joy to catch up with John Heyman. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of $7,000 off on Jeeps. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, John.
I'm good. How are you guys? $7,000 off? I might go out to Chicago. That sounds like a heck of a deal.
How about it, buddy? Everybody's saving money. Yeah, get out there. I got to tell you, speaking of money, this is a really is what do you do when you get the $430 million contract?
I wouldn't know, for one. Not many people would. Largest ever by Mike Trout, any North American sports figure. He deserves it. He's an all-time great. He's not just the best player playing in baseball now, but he's comparable to Mickey Mantle or Ted Williams or anybody like that. So he deserves it. I think it's a fair deal. I've heard the Angels are very pleased. Artie Moreno, the owner, loves stars. He's obviously a huge star. And I think it's as big a number as that is, it's pretty reasonable. If you recall, when A-Rod signed his deal, his first deal, he got $10 million more than the next highest paid player at that time. Was Kevin Brown and Chipper Jones at $15 million. He got $25 million. The gap is not that big for Mike Trout. It's, a matter of a million or so over Zach Greinke, at least on the per-year dollar. So I think it's a very reasonable, as funny as that seems, a very reasonable deal for the Angels.
It does seem funny, Mike, John, because if you look at Mike Trout making $36 million a year, you think, oh, my gosh, he's overpaid. And yet the value of the Angels franchise in 10 years will make that probably seem very affordable if it continues to increase at the rate that it has. The question here in Chicago is, what effect could this have on the Cubs? What effect could this have on now Chris Bryant, who's been asked to talk about Arenado's contract and Mike Trout's contract? Would this soften Scott Boras to the idea of maybe locking up Chris Bryant long-term with the Cubs?
I doubt anything softens Scott Boras, I guess anything is possible. I mean, what I heard, and I think it's been reported there, Chris Bryant was offered $200 million, and they didn't counter, from what I heard. Now, that's at that time, that's what I recall. I think he plays by his own thoughts, and he was the one who got that A-Rod deal, and obviously he takes these big contracts and all contracts very seriously. Certainly goes to the gusto on all of them. So, I don't think it affects him. The effect that it may have is the number, the dollar number could impact other players of that ilk. Now, Bryant's going to have to get back to what he did previously to really be impacted. I mean, the one obvious guy is Mookie Betts. He's not Mike Trout, but, he's the closest one that is going right now. I love Chris Bryant, but, obviously last year with the injury, he took a step back. We'll see how he does this year.
The MLB season officially underway. We've got it on here. It's the sixth inning, 9-4 now for Seattle.
It's like a softball game.
And David here has been complaining all morning. He's genuinely miffed that they've kind of opened the season without telling everyone. He feels that it's a little under the radar. Is that fair?
It's pretty under the radar, John. I mean, it hasn't
very
been
under the radar. I mean, I got up at 4 o'clock just because I'm nuts. But it was an accident, and I'd forgotten about it. And happily, I was on Twitter, and so, oh my God, right, it's opening day. And, you know, I think about nothing but baseball, so I can imagine what the rest of the country thinks. Yeah, the AL West is generally under wraps anyway. What an odd division where the opening day starters, no offense to them, Mike Fiers, Marco Gonzalez. I think Texas will probably have Lance Lynn. You know, obviously Houston's got two fantastic pitchers and beyond that, but four of the five teams are really starting like a number five starter on opening day. So that's a good division to be in if you're another team, particularly Houston. But right away, my first thought, even though it's 9-4, the weirdest defensive move already, Scott Servais in midseason form. I guess it was going for an ovation for Ichiro, but I mean, I know he's not what he was, obviously, at 45. Give him credit for being on the field in the major leagues, but he removed a 10-time Gold Glove winner with a lead and wound up inserting Dan Vogelbach, who you guys can remember, from the Cubs at first base. So
that was strange.
He took out an all-time great defensive player and put in, you know, I don't want to insult Vogelbach, but he's not in a defensive player. They just moved Jay Bruce from first to right, which he's not a defensive player either, but very odd with a lead. I think he was going for the ovation for Ichiro, which he didn't get. If you're watching the game,
yes,
the fans were just disappointed that Ichiro was leaving the game.
And David said, "Why are they taking him out, John?" And
exactly.
I said, "I think he just retired. I think he's going to stay there."
I don't know what he should retire if that's the kind of managing he's going to be have to endure.
If this is such a, it is. It's a promotional thing. It's obviously it's great for Ichiro. It's great for the fans there. But if it has a sort of exhibition feel, why do the games count? Was there any pushback from that?
Well, they want to make it exciting for Japan and create the international flavor. And you know, if they went over there for an exhibition, it wouldn't be interesting at all at this point. So. They've done this for a while, going to another country, and I've been to Japan for this in 2004. I mean, it's a great experience for the people who do it. Fantastic. Tokyo's unbelievable and incredible for the people who do it, but the rest of us are missing something. I mean, the game, for the Oakland and Seattle fans, the game started at 2:30 in the morning. So, you know, you think we you know, 5:30 or 4:30 is not that great. Of course, you guys are up at 2:30. You're the only ones in the world, but nobody else is up at 2:30. So, unless they're at some disco, probably.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You roll out of the club at 2, and you're home in time for the game.
Right? Yeah. That's how you guys get up at 2 every morning, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, John, last week there was a report shot down about the White Sox and Aloy Jimenez. There was a report that it was a $100 million 8-year offer to talk about a contract extension, and certainly it would seem premature for that. But in this movement toward, we talked about, you know, where the way things are going with teams and wanting to lock up their best players and the fear of free agency for some of the superstars, do you see the White Sox and Aloy coming to any sort of agreement in the near future? Was that nonsense to even consider, or what did you make of that whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I saw it was ridiculed as impossible, and I'd have to look at the numbers a little more carefully, but Bregman's getting $100 million for the 5 years, so I'd have to look at it. It does seem a little bit high for a guy who's not even played at the major league level yet. Those contracts usually include team options and such, even for a blue chip prospect like Aloy Jimenez. So it seemed out of whack. The tweet that I saw was worded very oddly. It was something like he would get this. So I didn't know what to make of it. Some other people took the time to go ahead and get it denied. It was denied to me voluntarily, and I just ignored it because I didn't know what that tweet meant to begin with. But from my understanding, is it is not correct that they were discussing it or it was a possibility or anything like that. And it probably is too high. I mean, Bregman, at least, I understand, for 5 years, and he's played the 2 years already. So you could look at it and say, okay. But Aloy Jimenez, while he's a great prospect, Alex Bregman is a proven superstar at the major league level. So it wouldn't make any sense. That exact figure, that makes no sense. So You know, I don't think anything like that is going on.
The Brewers reportedly are in talks with Kimbrel. I mean, there's a lot of guys left to sign, and I don't know if anyone noticed, but the season has started, John, as we're discussing.
Yes, it has started. Nobody but you and I have noticed. The three of us have noticed. I mean, there are a lot of guys, but the main thing is that it's Kimbrel and Keuchel. Keuchel, right. Former Cy Young winner, who's in the prime of his career. Now he's over 30, so that could have been affecting him, and he's got the qualifying offer as this. Kimbrel, but Kimbrel is just 30, and he is an all-time great closer. You know, I don't know if he's Mariano Rivera, as his agent may have you say, but statistically, he's as good as anybody. That's the shocker, and it would be shocking if the Brewers were the team. They just added Josh Fields to what was already, I thought, the best bullpen in baseball last year. So, you know, if they do get Kimbrel, make it even better. You know, then I saw a denial later, sort of denial later, saying that they're already stretched, but that just sounded like negotiation to me. This is the kind of deal that they have done since Mark Adnazio got there. They signed Kyle Loesch late to a 3-year deal for around $30 million. I don't remember the exact 30, maybe it was $33 million. It was like March 26th. And he was a good signing, as it turns out. So they like to do these later short-term deals, so and even giving up the qualifying offer. So, to me, I think that's a possibility. To me, Milwaukee's the best team in that division. I saw that Pecota has them, and I think the Cardinals and the Cubs within a game or two, but I think Milwaukee has proven to be the best. And I think even though they didn't get starting pitching, I feel like they've improved, and I think they should win that division.
Boy, that's going to...
If the Brewers got Craig Kimbrel, every Cub fan in Chicago is going to spend the entire summer saying, are you kidding me? They could not afford him. I understand why. We've heard why, all the explanations. But if he ends up with the Brewers, that's going to magnify that inaction.
Yeah, I mean, is it possible that they kind of leaked that out there, that there was some talk just to get the Cubs going? I don't know. I do believe that Ken Rosenthal reported it, so there certainly is talk. I don't believe it was incorrect. But, I don't know. To me, I'm with you guys and probably everybody in Chicago. I don't get any of the explanations. I mean, putting money into the new TV, or they're close to the luxury tax. The Cubs, and I don't need to see the books to know that they print money. They're owned by the people who started Ameritrade. They certainly can afford to do more than they've done. You know, obviously, I think that he's a good owner. They won the World Series the first time in 108 years, as you guys well know. He's done a good job by and large, but to come back off of a season that was maybe a little disappointing, that the Milwaukee ended up beating them out for the division title and they were eliminated then, I'm surprised that they've done basically nothing. And I think if I was a Cubs fan, I'd be pretty disappointed in this offseason.
Great stuff, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, John.
All right, great talking to you guys.
That's our guy, John Heyman, MLB Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.